Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. At the end of this broadcast, beginning at 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6, we have a television program entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist.harrisburg.com. You'll find all these MP3 files of these radio programs. Also, TV programs can be viewed there, with a host of other Bible-related material that will aid you in your study of God's holy word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you your need for God in your life as you have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Please, come and be with us. For the past few months, we have been examining the question, why we're a member of the Church of Christ. We've been trying to give you the reasons why we are very much different than a lot of the other so-called churches that men belong to, and to give you the biblical reasons why we believe that the Lord's church is the church that men should be part of. We are looking at different aspects, and today we want to talk about the subject of faith only. The Bible teaches that man is saved by faith. That's absolutely true, but is it faith only? That's what we want to examine today. How is faith defined? Faith is believing in something as a result of testimony or evidence that has been presented. The Bible is a book in which gives testimony, gives facts, gives evidence, and even gives eyewitness testimony. Why? According to John, who wrote the Gospel of John, he wrote in John 20, 30 and 31, "And truly did Jesus do many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you might have life in his name." When people don't read the evidence, how can they have faith in that which they do not know? God never intended for man to take a blind leap in the dark. God wanted men to have substantial evidence, testimony, and facts that they could base a decision and be assured and be confident that that decision was right because it was based upon clear-cut evidence, testimony, and facts. In Hebrews 11 and verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Hebrews 11 verse 1. Faith is the assurance or foundations of things hoped for. This supports all of our hope. This is what we rest our hope of heaven on, the faith that we have in Christ Jesus. But we must ask the question, how is faith acquired? How does one obtain Bible faith? Does it come as some direct miraculous operation on the human will by the Holy Spirit? If this were true, all men would be saved, since God is no respecter of persons, according to his own teaching in Acts 10, verse 34. Faith comes to rational people through rational means. The divine record produces faith. We just read that in John 20, 31. We believe through the words of the apostles. You can read that in John 17, verse 20. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10, 17. Faith is dependent on one hearing God's word. Read Acts 15, verse 7. Hearing the word, that's the faith-producing agent. When we hear the word of God, it has the means of producing faith. In Acts chapter 11, verse 13 and 14, he told us how he had seen an angel standing in the house who said to him, "Send men to Joppa, call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and your household will be saved." Notice, Peter was told to go to Cornelius to tell him words by which he would be saved. Why did he need to hear words? Words of God produce faith. The devil knows that this is the source of faith. Even the enemy of Satan and the enemy of all righteousness and enemy of all good, he even understands that the source of faith is God's word. In Luke chapter 8, in verse number 12, Luke 8 in verse 12, "Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved." You see, the devil's going to try to take the word out of the heart of the believer or the one who wants to seek to be a believer. Why? Because he knows that will produce faith, and that faith can produce an obedient child. And so the devil's going to do everything he can to destroy the source of faith from the unbeliever's life, and so that they cannot believe. So faith is required, but it is acquired by not some direct, miraculous operation of the Holy Spirit that so many claim. It is given by adhering and hearing the evidence, reading the testimony, examining the facts, examining evidence, and by that study, coming to a conclusion that the things that it states are true, honorable, and worth and need to be obeyed. Now, one of the things that those who teach faith only will use as an argument against men like me is that we don't believe in faith. Well, that's false. Man cannot be saved without faith. Faith is an absolute necessity in order for man to be saved. The absolute necessity of faith is emphasized from the beginning to the end of the Bible. It is an indispensable means of man's salvation. Man's heart is cleansed by faith. In Acts 15, verse 9, the scripture says, Acts 15, verse 9, and makes no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Faith purifies the heart. Man is justified by faith. In Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justified means acquitted. We are acquitted and made right through faith. Now, faith is necessary in order to obtain salvation. In Acts 16, verse 31, when the Philippian jailer asked what he needed to do, verse 31 said, so they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. So, see, faith was absolutely necessary. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Mark 16, 16, faith is a must. We walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 7. The Christian life is lived in faith. That's how we live our life. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In Hebrews chapter 11, in verse number 6, Hebrews 11, in verse number 6, the scripture is very plain. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In Romans chapter 14, verse 23, whatever is not of faith, it is sin. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. And whatever is not from faith, it is sin. Every act of our obedience, our service in the Christian religion, is based on our faith. We must be guided by our faith. Faith is the thing that will guide us in the things that we do in order to obtain salvation. So, the necessity of faith is absolute. But the question we are asking is faith alone enough in order to save men? Men say yes, but what do the scriptures say? The doctrine of faith only, I'm afraid, contradicts the teaching of the Bible. We understand and have clearly shown the importance of faith. No one is minimizing, marginalizing, or denying that faith is essential to man's salvation. The importance of faith in our service to God is essential. It is necessary. Unfortunately, men have added the word only, O-N-L-Y, to prove justification by faith only. Faith apart from works is dead. Read James 2, verse 17. I want to read just a few verses and would encourage you to read the second chapter of James, but I'm going to read a few verses here, beginning in verse 14. It says, what does it profit, my brethren, when someone says has faith but does not have works? can't face saving. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to him, depart in peace, be warmed and be filled, but you do not give him the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit him? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you show me faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Faith without works is dead. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. In verse 26, at the end of the chapter, it says, for the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead, being alone. You see, the demons would then be saved if faith alone saved, because they believe according to verse 19. When faith only is mentioned in scriptures, it teaches the opposite of what the faith only folks say about justification. We just read it in verse 24. The body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without works. We just read it in verse 26. In John chapter 12, there were some rulers who believed in Jesus, but they couldn't be saved. Why? Because they wouldn't confess Christ. Let me read you the passage. John 12, 42 and 43. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him, that's faith, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. You see, they believed, but they were not ready to acknowledge Jesus in his role as their Savior and as the Messiah. But they believed, and if faith only is enough, it should have saved them, but it didn't. Jesus said that he would deny before his Father any who would not confess him. In Matthew chapter 10, in verse 33, listen to the words of Jesus himself in talking about confessing him before his Father. In verse 33, he said, but whoever denies me before men, him will I deny before my Father in heaven. You see, you must confess him. And so this morning, as we bring part one to this subject to a close, we have clearly demonstrated that faith is of absolute necessity. We're not undermining, or we're not marginalizing faith. It is necessary in order for man to be saved. But the question we're asking, is it faith only? And we've read James chapter 2 that plainly says that faith alone is dead and it cannot save. And we have shown you how to acquire faith is by examining the evidence, the testimony, the facts, and the eyewitness accounts, and being able to establish the truth by faith in the Word of God. Romans 10:17, remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's what the Scripture says. Next week, Lord willing, we will come together and we will look at the subject a little bit more and conclude our subject, is a man saved by faith only? Many religious people say yes. The Bible clearly teaches otherwise. Please tune in again next Sunday as we'll conclude our subject, is man saved by faith only?